Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah. That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gady.
And Mikas is here as well.
Hey, how you going?
Now, Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, he also edits for us. He is in the room. And Charlie that fact checks as well, also here. So that is the crew. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for laugh. We Got the Chocolates. That is a win.
Boys, I went to an old stomping ground of mine over the weekend in a different capacity. I went to the Bow Desert Show on the weekend.
I've been there with you.
Yeah. Well, it was probably actually the start of like our stand-up comedy career, I reckon, was that.
We don't have a stand-up
We don't have one. No. But honestly,
that was the start end.
Yeah, well, like, so this time I went as a parent, but like the time that Lee was referring to is like there's a place you all gather. It's called the Tin Shed. Like that's like the licensed area of the place. And you just go in there and get e-jazzed, obviously. And Leith and I had a few this night.
Sorry to ruin the flow of your story.
You're right.
Have we ever explained what e-jazzed meant?
Oh, e-jazz hammered. Yeah.
Migas has never worked that out.
Oh, we just keep weaving it into sentences.
We just say e-jazzed.
I knew what it meant, drum. But I didn't know where it came from.
So e-jazz hammered was a cricket player.
Yeah,
so.
No, I just got that. Yeah.
Anyway,
that's fine.
We had to walk Kathleen and her drunk like bridesmaid like up this hill, and honestly, Lethal and I were just on fire this night. Anyway, different story. I took the kids to the butter shed, did all the stuff, you know, put the bloody ping pong ball in the clown's mouth and all that type of stuff.
Is it essentially like the
air? It's like the air but in Bow Desert. Yeah, okay, so it's slightly smaller scale, believe it or not. So, there's a couple of things that I guess brought us all into it. One of them is a real pet hate of mine, so I'll start with that. I got stuck behind a lady just before we were about to go. We're going to get some to eat, so I went to this Greek place, like get some gyros, perfect. There's only one person in front of me too in this line, so fucking beautiful, so hungry. She's ordered for her two kids who are about probably 8 and 6, and she's like, I'm going to get some calamari as well, please. So how much is in the serve calamari? She's like, just in a cup of 6. She's like, oh, they're probably going to only want 2 each, so can we just make it 4? And she's just like, oh, I was in like 4 cups. She says, oh, no, like 4 calamari in the box. So she's made the lady, instead of just taking 2 calamari out and just like eating them herself, she's made like the lady like take 2 individual calamari rings out of the cup of calamari.
What?
Oh, mate.
That is
such a strange.
That is an odd thing to do.
And like, I'm stuck behind this woman as well. So like, I'm just trying to keep my calm. And like, I've got 2 kids. And she's like, oh, you know, kids, they'll just get what they want, don't they? And I was like, no, not really. Do your fucking job better, you silly woman. Anyway, hope she doesn't listen. Actually, I hope she does. and the second thing, they obviously been like, there's like a lawnmower racing like demonstration there, which is exactly what it sounds like. People on lawnmowers, but like they've obviously done something to the engines. I don't know. And these things are like flying around like the showgrounds at like 60K an hour.
What?
But they'd obviously been listening to some of their gear because they had 3 name storms. For the lawnmowers. Wow.
What do you mean? Like they've
so I'm going to read them out to you. The first,
as in like cool names for them.
Yeah.
So is this like I'm envisaging like Kingston Park Raceway, like go karting on lawnmowers?
Correct, 100% correct. They'll fly in these things. It's pretty impressive, actually.
Well, that's even more impressive. Yeah. I pictured them on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't write better gear than that. Don't even bother trying. Yeah, I'm seriously, Gimp. We don't even like, we don't even prep this gear.
It was totally unprepped, yeah. Skid. I know you don't believe it.
Oh,
yeah,
dearie me. Unbelievable. One of them is named after, I think it was Peter Brock's old car, like the Marlboro cigarettes, the Marlboro.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. There was also the Monaro and the Mustang as well, and they'll drive you.
Not the Mona Lisa one.
No, definitely not. There's no painting of that even as well. But yeah, no, fun day out, except for that lady who made way for calamari.
I actually drove through Bow Desert probably one time every 3 years I drive past on that day, and the traffic was unbelievable.
Mate, it was chaos. There's people everywhere. Absolute chaos.
What a story, because
I was just letting you know there was a lot of people.
You actually wouldn't believe it. Like, actually, I was coming out to visit you there. I drove through Cooperoo.
How often are we driving through Bow Desert, and why is there the show on the one day that I go through?
Mate, it's a lovely spot.
Very good. Wade Seckham's calling me. That's weird. Maybe I'm selected.
Or dropped from nothing.
Or dropped from my grade team.
Well, I did see you back last week.
Anyway, we also went and watched the Alex Hills Bombers, so you would have heard a lot if you've been listening to the podcast in recent weeks. The seniors team, who we didn't play that many times for, Skin. We were more in the reserves. Yeah. I played zero times for them. You played a few.
I would have played six or seven. I think the coach actually did say to me, I'll get to that.
but they won yesterday. They got the chocolates yesterday. Won the Div 2 Premiership, which is massive. You've probably heard about it all over the world, I'd assume. And the coach did come up to me and say, mate, couldn't have done it without you.
Obviously.
Those seven games and that one out on the full you kicked from 15 minutes.
Those seven games and the 2-goal 7.
When you record a late to the prelim final. Well done.
So, yeah, that was good. Well done. Well done to them. That is fantastic. Now, joke of the week. That is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. And as always, we've got plenty coming in on the chalk line. They're being left. That's verbal ones, but also some written ones. And I've gone slightly abstract this week, where the written one is from TikTok. But let's start with, which one do you want to start with?
We'll start with audio.
Start with the audio. Flags. Here it is from Fitz.
Hey up, chockies. I've got another joke for you. It's Fitz from the UK. The Beach Boys walk into a tiki bar. They turn and look at one another. They say, round, round, get around, I'll get around. Obviously, Lethal is not going to understand that, but you can explain it to him.
I did get that.
Chocks a good'un.
What did you say? Chocks a good'un?
I think so.
Oh, nice.
I like that. Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Did anyone not get it?
No, we got it.
I get getting around. I don't know what a tiki bar is.
No, I don't know what a tiki bar is. I know what a Kentucky tour is. Yeah. That helps.
And I know what a tiki masala is as well. Oh, no.
And I knew who Richard Teakwee was.
I know what happens when you get teakled as well.
Thank you, Fitz. That's fantastic. Now, good old Spike X left this as a TikTok comment. I think it's outstanding. I hope I do it justice. I was at the chemist the other day and remembered I needed deodorant. So I asked if they had any. The shop assistant said, ball or aerosol? He said, neither. It's for my armpits. Work with me, Skid.
That's brilliant. Because aerosol sounds like, you know.
Arsehole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you got it.
I think you got it.
I got it. It's fine.
All the shit he gives us. Yeah, that's honestly. Right.
Hang on. You gave us a scientific way the other way that you had to explain to everyone.
And I still don't get it. But the fuck with Chad wrote that anyway.
I can't believe you don't like that, Skid. Thank you, good old Spike X. It's outstanding.
My bad. Very sorry. I've got the next segment, the old podcasting. Yeah, okay. We're name storming. We're name storming started this week. Have we got a jingle for that, surely?
Name storm. Yeah, of course. Obviously, just buffer for a bit longer. Yeah. Here it is.
And you're standing there without a name. So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
I've heard that.
You were just jamming.
I was just that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
I was also just thinking about what that call from Wade Seckham's going to be. That's quite rattling.
I know exactly what it'll be.
Okay.
No, I don't.
No. We'll call him back on the podcast.
Yeah, sorry, please do. Live. Oh, please.
Anyway, the name Stormskin.
Okay, yeah, the name Storm. It's another sort of time-sensitive one along the lines of that spotless giraffe we attempted to name recently. They didn't use it. Oh, that was sad.
We also didn't enter them. Makes it hard for them to win.
Yeah. I don't even know if we tagged them. But anyways, this one, we got an email this week from a bloke named Harsh.
Mm. But fair.
Anyways, and he brought to our attention that Australia Zoo are running a similar competition to name three quokkas that were born there recently. Now, unfortunately, well, probably fortunately, really, they're also taking the chance to raise money for their wildlife conservation initiatives. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily the funniest name that gets chosen. It's
what is
the
it?
Three highest bidders in an auction get to choose the name.
But, well, Skin, that makes a bit of a difference.
Yes. But I still figure if we rattle off some funny ones and some wealthy individual happens to hear them, then, you know, we might get lucky. Maybe. So who wants to start us off?
Yep, happy to go. Because my immediate reaction to this was, what a quokka shit.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, dear. Let's go with some ham and cheese quokkets.
Nice.
Very good. I thought if one of them was particularly interested in his finances, maybe the quok market.
Nice.
Good. I had a quok choy.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. My
weird you chose that.
Actually, my favourite place, I think, is Bangkok.
That's an absolute Barry Quokka, if you ask me.
Well, it's interesting because I also had my favourite sort of bakery brand. I do a lot of baking.
Yeah.
Betty Quokka.
Back to what we were talking about last week, Justin Bieber's got a massive quok.
Someone did have to say that.
No, they did not.
And by someone, I meant Cody.
Okay. Megan Quokks. Megan Fox.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Good. I was nowhere there. Mm.
The Quok Ness Monster.
Nice.
Oh,
good.
I had that. Yep.
Did you guys watch tennis this morning? Winner, Novak Kokovic.
That's very good. That's really good. I'm really happy with that. I was thinking, like, if there's two, then you could potentially do a couple as like a duo. So the first one could obviously be Quok Quok, and the second one could be Who's there?
That's good. Oh, dude. You certainly got the quoklets then.
Oh. Being Australia Zoo, I thought Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter.
Nice. Very good. Wow. Probably too soon.
Yeah.
That's good. Be fun.
I had quacked and loaded.
Good. Fine. I'm going to cover it. Oh, you're going, sorry.
I've got some weird ones because obviously I had to look at other words that we could use as well.
Cheated. So,
quokkas are a marsupial, so my pumpkin supial.
Yeah. Oh, I had that as well, you bastard.
Then also the domain is eukaryota. So call it Alcarry Anakin Skywalker.
Good.
That's a lot of layers to that.
It's good though. It's very good.
I really like that. Nice. Okay. Yeah, I had like Mar Snoop Dogg Yule as well. We're trying to get this a bit of a stretch though. But then I went maybe more like with my TV show. So I had Quok to Who and favorite AFL player who was Jed Adcock.
Yep. Excellent. Mm. On the sports team, I had the Quokkie Roos as well.
Very good.
Did anyone have a movie of Quokkie Horror Show?
No, but I did have Dwayne the Quok Johnson.
Nice. Okay.
If you smell what the quok is cooking.
I hate that we did that.
I kind of like it.
I kind of like it too.
Fortunately, we just got blown away.
Yeah, I said to Cody, just move a meter away from your microphone before you start that.
I thought you must have pressed a button. I was like, what is
so
it?
So did I.
That's how good our jingles have gotten.
I honestly thought I pressed a button.
What was that?
We probably should have finished on that. But I've still got two I'm really happy with.
You just switched them around somehow.
Got it.
Yeah.
So then my last couple I broke down to musical numbers. So obviously We Will Quok You, which we could rehearse that as well.
Yeah, nice. Okay. And I had Rock Around the Quok.
Nice.
Whoa.
And did by any chance did you have Baby Quok Them Doors and Turn the Lights?
I did not. No. Funnily enough.
I actually don't know how he won't win this.
Because we don't have any money. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Damn it.
Damn it.
Oh, well.
Yet.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Skinner and I did something fairly challenging on the weekend. Last Friday night, we emceed the Batir charity. Well, it's the Blue Tie Ball, it was called. And I've done a little bit of emceeing in the past, a wedding. I think I did your wedding. Mm-hmm. King of Smickers, you've sent me to a couple of weddings.
Yeah, 7.
Not where I've been getting married, but where I've been the MC.
Yet.
Yeah. I've actually never been to a wedding. No, that's a lie. I have now. I've been to one wedding where I haven't emceed. Really? And I've been to 8 weddings.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Don't know why I didn't get the call up for that one. Just do. Anyway, Skin, just quickly go through your MC experience. Thanks, mate. That was good. Yeah. Exactly. Skin's right. Never done it. He was paddock stations, like, no, not keen at all. No. And it was proper challenging. Like, doing a wedding, I reckon, where there's – how many guests did you have at your wedding? Because
like 120.
Yeah. So
I mean, but most of them you knew. I think wedding. We had 80.
Yeah. So, like, anywhere between that, like 80 to 140 or something, like, tops, yeah. I reckon.
That's
like,
but a large percentage of the wedding ones like are people that you know.
And there are also people that don't want to make a dick of themselves and ruin the bride and groom's.
Yes.
Bride and groom's.
Yeah. Yep. And bride, the bride and groom's.
And
well.
The bride and groom's day as well. So, like, I feel like getting up there and saying, hey, guys, yep, let's get started, or grabbing their attention back seems to be far easier, I thought, than what we found Friday night.
Yeah. People were pretty happy just drinking free beers on Friday night. Yeah.
They're not even free, though. They pay for the ticket.
Really?
I mean, like, they pay for the ticket that they're included, but it is, like, inclusive of drinks. So I think people just try to tee up once they get there.
Yeah.
And get e-jazz, you might say. Yeah, so we were like, I think we, all the feedback was quite positive, but we found it reasonably challenging. Yeah. There were times because they were like,
tough work.
Try not to speak over anyone, like make sure you get the attention back. And I was like, all right, guys, we'll just grab your attention back. And genuinely felt like we waited for 55 seconds. Yeah.
back being a teacher again.
And you kept saying, like, thank you, like thanking them for giving your attention. Yeah. But no one had changed. Like, the volume had not changed one bit.
I did this one thing where I like went up and I was like, oh, we got to try and get the crowd's attention better. So Skin went up to start talking and I had a clipboard and started drawing in front of him. And he was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just trying to draw the crowd's attention. Didn't work at all.
Because you only told it to him.
No, I said it on the mic.
Oh, right.
No, I said it on the mic. And also the other thing was, there was this, did you guys see like the Instagram stories of like the fire dances? So they did this big like thing, which obviously we were informed about, right? Like we came back after dinner or whatever it was, and it was like, all right, when you say the code word, which always makes me think Spalloni and what's that Will Ferrell movie where he like gets in with the semi-pro and he's in with the bear. He's like, I don't need a code word. And it's like, oh, the code word's Spalloni. Spalloni! If you have a small child, use it as a shield. Anyway, it reminded me of that quite a bit because this guy was like, what word are you going to say where we're going to have a waiter trip over, right? And then he trips over, but he's obviously like a paid actor. And then he just starts dancing and there's fire things and it was all happening. Right. Problem was they were about 45 seconds late.
Oh no.
I was nervous when they were planning it because the code word they chose was the last word we said.
Bottle.
So like that's the end of the sentence. Yeah. And he was like, okay, we'll start walking out then. And I was like,
you need to be a bit earlier than that. Yeah.
So Mitch Skin said bottle as in like wine rack, there's bottles down the end or whatever. And that was like the last word.
Yeah.
And then I've looked around and gone like, there is
no one
here.
Coming. Stop looking at us, please.
So I've got some of the great padding. And the other thing that I had to tell you about was the photo booth. It's good. It's up the back. And I'm like just looking around like, oh, can someone please do something? It's the worst feeling ever when you have no idea what you're meant to be saying because you're meant to be done. Yeah. And then cross old mate finally comes out, trips over, and we're just like, oh, thank cross.
Thank God that guy fell over.
Everyone's like, did you guys know about that? I'm like, no idea. No, we were just real keen on that photo booth. Anyway, so it was tough. It presented some challenges. We loved it. It was a great night and a lot of money raised, which was excellent. Fubatir and the Youth Mental Health Foundation, which is fantastic. So check them out. I think there'll be some photos. We'll share a few of those at some stage. But it got us thinking, the most challenging things you've had to do. We asked the Chockies, I think, Mikkus.
Yeah. So we've got a few here. So a lot of people said teaching an old person how to use an iPhone or technology in general.
Yeah, like how we try to teach Goaty.
Mm. Yeah.
Very similar. Probably harder. another person wrote.
I can text and gamble. So what else do I need to do?
You mean you can do those simultaneously or they're just two individual skills?
I don't know much more else I need to do.
If you could reply to a YouTube comment or open the episode plan without assistance, that would be two great skills.
Well, I can't log into YouTube because you guys got the password.
Okay, so we had get in my car via the passenger door for a whole week. Wouldn't say physically difficult, but mentally.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. That would has been mentally taxing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So obviously, like his door,
it's a car, not a taxi, mate.
Imagine if that was a taxi. That would
imagine if you did that to a taxi driver, just hopped in through the window
or through his door.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. Just doing a challenge this week. Mentally, pretty draining, but you're gonna have to play along. Because separate question: is it via or via? Do you say via or via?
Oh, correct.
Via.
I say via.
Via.
Yeah, I say via. I think
via. I say aloe vera.
Yeah. And I say skin, you are on via tonight.
Okay. Next one was bring an adult.
What? Pardon?
Okay. I'm just repeating what they've written.
Yeah, but when we told you to go through them and choose the good ones.
I think she meant being an adult.
Oh.
Also spelling.
Yeah.
But she's obviously a wonderful person. Yeah. And thank you for your contribution.
Yeah, no,
to be fair, bringing an adult would be tough.
It would probably take at least two people.
Oh, boy.
Is there anything you want me to bring?
Just an adult.
That.
Preferably a smaller one.
Get invited over for dinner. Anything you want me to bring? Just an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, a bit light on numbers, are we?
As a firefighter delivering a baby in the middle of an earthquake.
Holy dooly.
Yeah, that's surely not in the job.
As a firefighter delivering a baby full stop would be quite challenging, would it not?
You would think.
And I've never been a firefighter, but I would think that's more in the arsenal of maybe midwives.
Yeah. Two different sets of qualifications, I think. But. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yet to try it, but shaving your balls with a cutthroat razor has to be up there. Would you try it?
No. Not now, day and age. Like, we've got, there's so many different utensils.
No, well, my trimmer broke.
Mid-cut?
No, I don't know when. Yeah. The battery ran out and isn't recharging, so I've only got like a single razor is my current tool.
You're going all right, mate. Yeah. You can buy yourself a new one, I reckon.
I can't even use a razor on my face. I get too scared. So I'm no chance of whacking it on the old nutty.
The old scrape.
I would rather try and use scissors.
You would also not do that.
What?
I think that's a vasectomy.
All right. Listening to Skin try make a pun.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yep, very fair.
Listening to Mikkus try to sing jingles.
Oh, well, I mean, you guys did do that rock one before.
That's not a jingle, man. And, that's a lifestyle.
Oh, my.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't matter, though. You just got to laugh.
All right. Wiping my ass with my left hand after breaking my right hand.
That was pretty common, didn't, that one, wasn't it?
Didn't feel clean for 6 weeks. A lot of people did have this, which actually leads me to a story where this happened to myself. So I broke one arm. 3 days later, broke my other arm.
How, was this both skating?
Yeah.
So you skated with a broken arm?
Yeah.
And then broke the other?
Yeah.
That seems sensible.
You own it. Yeah. And so I just put a rubber glove on over my cast and... Actually, I don't know if I should get really into the details here, but
I mean, you've already done a pretty good job.
Yeah, well, that was just to not get shit on my
fuck
cast.
Your rig.
But I got it done. But it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that does sound difficult.
That's lose. Hardest thing you've ever had to do.
Two things. One's hungover parenting. That's really challenging.
Oh, yeah.
Second one, probably a bit more serious. Trying to sleep the night after my one-day debut for Queensland.
Oh, my.
Oh, mate. Honest, I don't think I've ever sat until 3 a.m. before, but here we are. And I got up at 6, so that was great.
If you are a new listener, Cody played one game for the Queensland Bulls. It didn't go amazing. Was Wade second coach then?
Yep.
Maybe he's calling me asking for your number.
Could be. Is Cody available? We need someone to really chew up this ball.
Fantastic.
Okay, I am moving us on to Anna.
Sure.
Okay. What are you doing?
I have one here if you want to hear it. Yeah, I found it pretty funny. Yeah. Elsa Law said, losing my virginity. Only took me about 1.5 seconds, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
The process.
It's nice. That was a weird week for you last week, wasn't it?
It's great that we cover these things, these big stories on the podcast. Yeah. All right, I'm moving us on now after that. Thanks again. For headline hoaxes. It could have been one actually, Skin. That could have been a headline. Now, this segment is where we put our new snooping skills to the test. We've prepared a mix, all of us, I think. We've prepared a mix of real and fake headlines, and our job is to try and get to the bottom of which ones are real, which ones are fake. Headline hoaxes. Actually, have you heard about those new corduroy pillow skins?
No.
Skins.
Skins. Potato skins.
They're making headlines.
Nice. That's good.
That should be the jingle. We don't have a jingle for this. Do you want me to go first? Let me get my articles.
Yours would be better. Mine's shit, so okay. I can go first.
What a wonderful way to keep everyone listening.
Start shit and go for that better. All right. First one. Woman accidentally joined search party looking for herself.
Oh, nice.
Manchester man fined for playing piano while driving.
Wait. Are we trying to work out? Is one of these real?
One of these real, one of these fake.
Okay.
You just told everyone how the segment
works. Yeah, in my head.
How the segment works.
Well, because in my head, I've got three, right? And I was going to read them out. And you say real or fake as we go.
Oh, you've got three.
Yeah. But you don't have to. I thought we were going to go.
Good comms, mate. Keep
real or fake, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've also got three, so that works. But yeah. For this one.
Okay, can you read your first one again? Because I can't do two things at once.
I've heard that. Woman accidentally joined search party looking for herself.
That's a lead. I hope that's real. I'm going to say that's real.
Manchester man fined for playing piano whilst driving.
Okay. I think the first one is real. I feel like I've heard that story.
I'm going real.
And I don't see how
one.
You're fitting a piano in a car.
Could be a keyboard.
He's got the keys.
Second one's real. First one's fake.
You're an idiot.
You actually did suck at this game. Remember last time we played?
You got 0 from 7.
You know the funny part? When I was researching headlines, I saw that first one and I couldn't remember if it was real or fake. Literally half an hour ago. I'm pretty sure I wrote it down.
If I saw it, how would it be fake?
Because I was Googling fake ones and real ones.
I'm leaving now.
What do you mean?
Can we move on quickly, please? Essentially a woman was on a tour bus or something and she went into the change room, got changed and freshened up, came back, and then the tour bus stopped to look for her. Because she got changed and stuff like that, they didn't recognise who she was, did a head count and got the head count wrong as well, and they started trying to find her. So she was trying to find herself, essentially.
Oh, that's awesome. Very good.
Yeah.
Wonder if they got her. They're still looking. That was in 2003.
Yeah. All right, I've got a couple here. So first one, world's loudest mime finally breaks silence, says it's been mime over matter.
That sounds like something you've written.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think Skin could write that.
I think that's fake.
Fake.
That's fake. Also.
Mikus again.
Mikus, not entirely wrong. Chad wrote it.
All this stuff. So all our creative energy we're putting into the show, and this fucking Chad just writes half his gear.
Boy, how do you be a loud mime? I guess that's the point. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, nice. We spoke.
Well done, Chad.
Thanks. I'm not Chad. Nebraska man pulled over after massive bull spotted riding shotgun in his car.
Real.
Real.
Fake.
Nice. Yeah. Nope. It's real. I just love that you keep getting it wrong.
Surely you knew that you were getting it wrong then.
This was actually sent in to us, which was the inspiration for the segment. It comes from a bloke named Farmer. And
he was on that TV show once a while.
Yeah.
He was on that TV show as well, MasterChef.
Yeah. But yeah, so police got a call about a bloke riding with a cow, riding shotgun in his car. So they're expecting to go find.
What does riding shotgun mean?
In the passenger seat. Yeah.
Oh, is that what that whole song "I'll Be Riding Shotgun" is about?
Yep.
No, it depends where it's written.
On paper.
Okay, but so the police are going, expecting to find like a little baby, like a calf, like a little baby that you can fit calf. In a chair or something like that. They find this bloke has cut out like the entire passenger side of his car, built a metal platform with like essentially like fencing all around it, and it's like this massive bull that's sitting on that side of his car.
Seems a lot of work to do to your car for it to then be caught and then
the
say
first
that's
time
illegal.
You ever use it.
Yeah. It's my fucking trailer, you idiot.
He's got this 730 kilogram bull with like the horns, like the horn that's pointing that way goes over the other side of the car. It's massive. And the police also noted the bull appears to have defecated all over the back windshield.
That hurts.
Not ideal.
Nah, I would have said that was bull if you had read that to me.
Yeah, that's a massive pile of bullshit.
All right, I didn't mind the same way as Goaty. All right, so bear falls through skylight into party, then eats all cupcakes, and woman murders roommate for sending too many Candy Crush requests.
Crikey, I mean, the second one's heavy.
Yeah, but I reckon that's more real.
It seems more real.
The first one was heavy too.
Yeah, because it's bad.
No, but the first one still
both real.
Like, oh wow,
you can't do that, can you?
I'm pretty sure I've said one was fake, one was real.
Yeah, well, wait on, just bear with us. I forget what they were.
Nah, that's as long as we got that.
Yeah, the bear one's like, fake for me.
The first one sounds like the plot of Winnie the Pooh.
Nah, I'm gonna swing it. I'm gonna go opposite of Lethal.
Yeah, Goaty's right. The bear one's real.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Murder.
Did you make up the murder one? You're a sicko.
Yeah, you've got.
No, I googled fake news headlines.
Oh, so they're real?
Nope, fake news headline.
Yeah, but you googled it, so they're real things.
That's surely not how the game works.
No, it's not.
Give this game a spell. And a
well done. All right, man arrested for teaching his dog to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Real or fake?
Real.
I reckon real.
Fake.
It's real.
I'm just going to stop doing whatever the opposite to everyone else. Yeah, I keep doing it.
Yeah, we sort of thought you would have by now, to be honest, but apparently not. Real, definitely real. A man was arrested Sunday after leading troopers on a high-speed chase with his dog sitting in the driver's seat, in brackets, shotgun. Doesn't say that, but I'll put that in. And then the man from Lakewood hit two cars on separate occasions and failed to stop both times, leading state troopers on a high-speed chase, but it was actually the dog driving.
Okay.
Loose.
That is.
All right. Man given head job by Mrs. Fields. Mrs. Fields is a...
Real.
News. No, not news. It's a food company. It's like cakes and cookies.
Real. Real.
Fake?
Yeah, I made that up.
No!
Yeah, nice. And condom trucks tips, spills load.
Oh.
Real.
Fake. That's real. It's real. Nah, Lethal's been on the tools, I reckon.
Yeah, I think fake. Mikus, you're a gun.
Come on. Oh, no, Mikus.
Nice.
That is real. Yesterday afternoon, a truck filled to the brim with condoms.
Oh, don't say that.
And now we're on to our favourite game. It's got no name, no jingle, but it's our favourite.
What are we playing?
Movie, older or younger.
That's not a good name. Either.
I told you, it has no name. It's working. Okay, working progress. It's called, I don't know, movie age game.
Okay.
Nah, it sucks a bit.
Sounds good.
Should we keep working this or no?
Yeah.
Later. Just move on to the game. So the idea of the game, it feels weird without having a jingle, to be honest.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something here that we can use.
Just press a random button and that's the jingle moving on. Don't look at it.
Don't look at it.
Don't look at it. Okay. Okay, close your eyes.
Close my eyes.
Leroy Jenkins!
Perfect.
Nice.
That's pretty good. I'm happy with that. I mean, I don't think that would
be a lot better. It'd be a lot better if you actually won this game once in a while.
Yeah. There you go. So the way the game works is it's actually Dave the Brit that knows jack shit. It was his game, so you know how good it's going to be. It's older or younger. I've got the first sound grab. You've got to identify the movie. Mm-hmm. You get a point for that. That's always integral. Mm-hmm. Identify the movie first because that's the buzz-in type of scenario. Uh-huh. Then you'll all be given a chance from then on for the next four sound grabs to say whether this movie that you've identified is older or younger.
So are you playing this?
No. Okay. I'm the driver, might say.
Yeah. I'm running shotgun.
You guys are in the back.
Yeah.
Here you go. Sound grab number one. Just
do we buzz in?
Identify the movie and then
use your buzzers.
Yeah, use your buzzers, obviously.
Yeah.
You're not idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Fish are friends, not Albert. Food.
Albert is in.
Crikey. It's
a movie?
A movie. I can't remember if it's Finding Nemo or the other one.
I'd go with something similar to what you just said.
Okay. Finding Nemo.
Godel.
It's Finding Nemo. Do you know what year was it was skin for bonus points? And we love bonus points here.
I want to say 2005.
Seven?
No. Three.
I was also wrong. What did you say?
Three.
Well done. 1.8. Okay, so from this point on, you need to say the movie, buzz in for that, and whether it was older or younger. Round
then
two.
The movie beforehand.
Yeah.
Right?
Then the movie beforehand.
Okay. Fuck.
Yeah.
Great.
We go through this every time.
Yeah, I know, because we got it wrong the first time.
Okay. All right, here you go. Sound grab two.
I can derelict my own Bob.
It's Zoolander.
It is indeed Zoolander. Wait a second. And do you know the year? You don't need the year. You just need to say older or younger.
I'm going to say it's older.
Nah, I'm going to go younger for sure. Oh, wait. No, Skin. Older.
Oh, we're all guessing. I'd say older as well. I reckon it's like 2001.
Yeah, ish.
Well done.
Yeah, I meant all points in the other way. Yeah.
You got a score in here because I'm nowhere with the scoring. Oh, it's in front of me. Well done. Goaty 2, Skin 2, Mikas 2. Great stuff. Okay, so now older than, well, now the next sound grab, you're comparing it to Zoolander.
Yep.
Got it?
Yep.
Here we go.
Goofy Goober.
Oh, me, whatever. Barley.
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
It is indeed SpongeBob. Well done.
And it was.
What the hell are you talking about?
What?
Yeah.
And it would have been like. Younger, which like 2006 or something like around there.
So you're saying younger.
I mean, yeah, younger as well.
Agreed.
All younger. Well done, everyone. Good stuff. Mikas, you've hit the lead here, I think. Skin's on 24 somehow. Sure what Charlie's doing over there, but again, Skin's got that bonus round where he got 100 points somehow.
Somehow.
Okay, next one, comparing it to SpongeBob SquarePants from 2004.
Yeah.
That was. Did I ever tell you Zoolander was 2001, by the way? But well
he
done.
Said that.
Yeah, okay, nice. SpongeBob SquarePants 2004, that was.
Yeah.
Here you are. What are we up to? Four?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yo, answer this question. Are you a virgin?
Godel.
Oh, nice.
It's a 40-year-old virgin.
It is indeed. Happy to give you a point
and
there.
And it's younger, so like past 2004, like, younger.
I'm going older.
Yeah, I'm going older too.
Okay, you two are both wrong.
Yeah, I said
fuck.
It was 2005.
Oh, that's so well that's done. Where they get you.
Well done. Oh,
that's a little two-point swing there.
That's a two-point swing. I wish you wouldn't. And for the last sound, what have I got? Goaty 5, Skin 3, Mikas 4. This is a game and a half, guys. Well done. Comes right down to here. Any bonus points? 100 for Skin. Okay, here we are. Last one. No bonus points.
We're going to skate to one song only.
Goatle.
Oh.
It is Blades of Glory.
Oh, my God. That is good. It is.
And I'm going to say it's younger as well.
You've already won.
Yeah, but yeah, still. Yeah.
But I'm going to say older just to try to catch up.
I'm going to say older as well.
Yeah.
Nice. You guys are good. Goaty, it was from 2007. Very, very well done. Final scores, Goaty 7, it's Clinic, Skin 3, Mikas 4.
I'll take second.
Damn. I started so strong.
Don't really have many options. Yeah. It's literally what you came.
No, I went first.
Put the silver on and come second for once, Mikas.
All right. You're in for a tweak.
What are we doing with that? Because
we'll put it up.
Rename, and then there was a lot of people that said, don't buy into Elon's mask.
Elon.
Elon's mask.
No, okay. No, you said Elon. Oh. It might be.
If the shoe fits. You just don't know, do you?
I doubt it, but anyway.
You can only speculate.
And this one was sent to us too, so thank you very much for that. So it's basically a picture of Dave's favourite sport, Formula One racing. Yeah, and it's basically a photo of the vehicle, and on the, like, I guess in the background, it's got some advertising sort of signage from a teleconference software. So someone's commented, I'm so happy Formula One started using subtitles. These aren't subtitles. It's an advert for Zoom teleconference software. And it's.
You've
got to say it. It's very good. It's very good.
I have seen it. Yeah.
Zoom.
Started putting subtitles. And like, I'd love it when people use sarcasm and people on the internet don't get it. That's not my favorite thing in the world. So it's not subtitles. Oh, really? Well done. Very good. Whoever, I don't know who sent that into us. It was great. Thank you.
I'll tell you in a second.
All right. Nice. Well, in the meantime. Rightio, that is another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. And to do that, just get in touch with us via our socials, probably the easiest place. And it's at We Got the Chocolates on any social media platform that you can think of, really. If you find one that we're not on, tell us, we'll get on it.
MySpace.
MySpace, we're not on. Yeah.
The bloke who sent it in to was Ian Watts, the electrician.
Nice. Very good. Ian, what's his name?
Yeah.
Watts.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Also, sorry, in the social bios, you'll also find a couple of links to discount codes for LSKD and Better Beer merch at the moment. Both 15% off for our Chalky listeners, so help us help you by checking those out.
Yep, and the other way you can help us is by contributing to the show at the website. You can leave a voice message on the Chalk line if that's your preference. If you want to hear yourself on a future ep, or if you'd rather just write in, you can do that below as well.
Yep, keep the ratings and reviews coming. YouTube comments. YouTube went up early last week. Don't ask me why.
No, we don't really know either. We also, we've read some cracking reviews recently, by the way.
Yeah.
Did anyone find one?
No.
I wanted to give a great example, but these are, yeah, if you can, keep the reviews coming in because we do read them and love them. They're outstanding. I am trying to get you one.
Oh, I'll go in here, Gabs.
Go.
This one's from Rickstar, 189. It's like having a chin wag with your mates on your long drive home. Kept me sane in Sydney traffic, probably looking like a lunatic, pissing myself laughing in the car. Keep up the good work, lads. 1 out of 10.
See?
That is good gear.
That's what we need. Yeah. More of those.
Yeah. Nice.
And we'll be in Sydney this, Thursday, Friday, I think. Yeah. And so if you're down there and see us walking around, then say hello.
Yeah, we shan't be running in the marathon.
No.
We'll be covering it or trying to. Yeah.
We'll be talking about it.
We won't be covering it physically. We won't move.
Someone will have to tell us how the course is.
Of course. I think that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember that if you're out there having a laugh with your mates throughout the week, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here listening, and we will speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps.
Love you.
What are you wearing?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.